Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Shavua Tov. Today we're going to be doing Daf Pe Aleph, Daf 81. We left off on Pe Amud Bet, 80b, at the middle of the page. Yesterday in the Mishnah, we said, Kol Arayot Sha'amru, all of the Arayot, the co-wives, we said they're permitted. And then we said, but if we find out that the original women, their marriages were no good, then the co-wives are Asura. So the Gemara says, Nisu'in Zinu'lo. So the Gemara says, if they remarried, yeah, that's a problem, then they're going to be forbidden to marry the Yavam. But if they just did promiscuous activity, and they didn't marry somebody else, then they would not be forbidden to the Yavam. So the Gemara says, lo, leimat, leimat yevet yuvta de Rav Himnuna. Sorry. Let's say this should be a contradiction on Rav Himnuna. Damar Rav Himnuna. Shomeret Yavam Shezinta. If a Shomeret Yavam, a woman who is waiting for her Yavam to do Yibum with her, waits, and she goes and she does, she's Mizana, she goes and sleeps with somebody. Asural Yavama. She is forbidden to the Yavam. So you see what? Even if she didn't marry somebody else, she's Asura to the Yavam. As long as she slept with somebody else, she becomes Asura to the Yavam. So the Gemara says, Lo. Nis'u vehu adin lezinu. When it said married, it didn't mean specifically married. It meant married, and even if she went and slept with somebody. So why did it say married? Vaidikatani nisu, and that which it said married, lishna me'aliyad nakad. They just wanted to speak in a cleaner lashon, a cleaner language. And it's much cleaner to say married than, you know, sleeping around. Vigid amri, some say, nis'u vehu adin lezinu. She got married, and the same would be if she slept around. That she is not allowed to marry the Yavam. So the Gemara says, Lema Misayel Rav Nununa. Let's say this supports Rav Himnuna. Da'amar Rav Nununa, Shomeret Yavam Shezinta, Shirat Yavama. A woman waiting for the brother-in-law to marry her. She went and slept around. We said, she's Asurat Yavama. So let's say this supports him. So the Gemara says, Lo, Nisu Dafka. No, it's specifically talking about somebody who marries. But if somebody who slept around, it would not be. And why did it say married? It's specifically married because that case can be mixed up with the case of someone whose husband goes away to Medinat Hayam and died, or is presumably dead. She thinks he's dead. And so therefore, since that case would get mixed up with this case, so that's why we brought that, and we said Nis'u, that married over there, she's not allowed to marry the Yavam. Just like the case of Bala Alachim and Dinat Hayam. But the case of Zinu, if she just slept around, that would not make her Asura to the Yavam. Hakonezah Divim Tov, we said if somebody marries the Yavamas, why do we need to state this case? We just stated the previous case of somebody who was the co-wife. And if she... what was the previous case? Let's go back to the previous case. The previous case was the following. The co-wives of an erva remarried, and they didn't know that the one who was married was an erva, was ailonit. So therefore, the marriage didn't count. Therefore, the co-wife was not allowed to remarry. And then over here, it's dealing with a person, a yevama, who is remarrying without the benefit of chalitza. Okay, so why does it need to state both of these cases, right? Akonesa divimdo and the previous case. So the Gemara says, let me tell you why. Utsricha. If I would have only taught the earlier case of a widow who remarries thinking that she is, you know, a co-wife of an erva and therefore she's allowed to remarry, then mishum dilo yikayim mitzvah yibum. That's because there's no mitzvah yibum over there that's being fulfilled. Avalacha, dikayim mitzvah yibum. But over here in our case, that the mitzvah yibum is being fulfilled, emalo, I would have thought that no, we would not penalize her. And if I would have only said over here in our case, the mishum de karamyakame, because the person is now present in front of them, meaning that she has fallen in front of the Yavam. Avalhatam, but in the other case of the co-wife, the lo ramyakame kame, emalo, I would have thought that over there, since she does not fall in front of the Yavam, that no, we would not penalize her. Sricha, that's why we need to say in both cases, we would penalize. Okay, katava sofer. Okay, so we said if the sofer wrote the get and he wrote the receipt and he gave the get by accident to the woman and the receipt to the man and they gave it to each other thinking it was the opposite. Ah, so Rabbi Eliezer said, if it was right away they realized, then that's one thing. And if it was not, meaning if it was after Zman, meaning if they realized after time, Rabbi Eliezer said that they probably swapped it and they're lying. If it was right away, then say no, it was it's probably true what they're saying. So the Gemara says, "Hechi damil altar vehechi damil achar zman." What does it mean right away, and what does it mean after time? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kozman shi yoshvin vasukin v'oto inyan zeu la'altar. As long as they're still dealing with that same get, that same matter, that's considered right away. Amdu, once they get up, zeu la'achar zman, that's after time. Ravada barava Amar, he says lon nisat. No, he says nisat zeu la'altar. If she married, that's right away. Lo nisat zeu la'altar mechila. If she did not remarry, that is right away. Nisat, if she remarried, zeu la'achar zman. That's referring to after time. So Tanan, we said in the Mishnah, lo kol hemenu min arishon la'abed zechuto shel sheni. We can't go so far to ruin the zechut of the sheni, the second husband. So the Gemara says, bishlam al ravada barava. It makes sense according to ravada that he said remarrying is after time. Hainu dekatan is sheni. That's why it says the second husband. But according to Shmuel, that says, no, when you're sitting and still writing the get and talking about the get, that's right now. After you get up, that's after time. My sheni, what second husband is there? There's no second husband stated in Shmuel's opinion. So the Gemara says, zechut hareyuya l'sheni. It would have been the zechut that was fit for the second man, for the second husband to have married her. Not necessarily there is a second man, but the zechut of a potential second man. Okay, new Mishnah. Katav legareshet ishto venimlach. If he wrote a get to divorce his wife and then he changed his mind. Beit Shammai amrim paslam min hakehuna. Beit Shammai says he makes her pasul from the kehuna. Beit Hillel amrim af al pi shenatano la al tnai lo nasa al tnai lo paslam min hakehuna. Even if he gives it to her on condition and the condition was not fulfilled, he does not make her pasul to the kehuna. So the Gemara says shalach le Rav Yosef b'rei de Rav Menashe mitdevir lishmuel. He asks Shemuel yilamdenu rabbenu yatsa alav kol ish. If a word came out that he was a Kohen, Katav Ged Leishto, and he wrote a Ged to his wife, Yoshevet Achtav Mishamashto, and she's still living with him and serving him. Mao, what's the din? So Shalach Le, Tetzev, Adar Tzerech Bidika. Tell her to leave, and we have to investigate. So the Gemara says, Mahi, what is he referring to? Inile Madi Mevatlinan Kala Olo Mevatlinan. Maybe we say in that town, are they Mevatel the rumor? Is the rumor going to go away? Is the court going to diminish the rumor or not? The Gemara says, "V'han ne'arda'a achtered Shmuel hi." Ne'arda'a is the place of Shmuel. When ne'arda'a lo mevatlei kala, in ne'arda'a they don't stop the rumor in the courts. They don't diminish the rumors in the courts. So ela de'ikarun netina k'tiva. They want to know if we call giving writing. When he wrote the get, is that considered giving it? So the Gemara says, "V'chikarun netina k'tiva." Do we call giving writing? The k'tiva gufa milo karu k'tiva. Don't we call writing? Why are you saying that maybe giving is writing? How is that possible? So the Gemara says, yes, we do call writing. The imigal yamilta de karu netina k'tiva. But if you, retroactively, if you reveal that we do, in that town they call giving writing, then dilman natan ka'amri. Maybe he meant give the get to my wife, and tetze, and then she has to leave. That's a divorce. So the Gemara says, "V'hamar Ravashi kol kala debater nisumin lo chashin alei." Any rumor that comes after marriage, we're not worried for it. So why over here are we worried? So the Gemara says, "My tetzeh nami." What does it mean when it says to leave? Tetzeh misheni, leaving the second husband. So the Gemara says, "Imken atamotzi la'azal banav shel rishon." Then you're proving that the first husband in the marriage was no good, and they slept around, and you're saying the children are chalalim. So the Gemara says, "Kivan de mishanihu de mafkinan la." No. Since we're telling her to leave the second husband and not the first husband, what are people going to say? They're going to say, she got divorced from the first husband, but it was that right before he died. So all of the children were already born, and therefore they were not chalalim. Look and see the difference between the earlier and the later generations. Dorot HaRishonim Beit Shammai. The early generation was like Beit Shammai, like he's Machmir in our Mishnah. Dorot Afarim Rabbi Dosa. What does it mean, Rabbi Dosa? The Tanya, the bright that says, Shivuya Ochele B'Churma Dvir Rabbi Dosa. If you have a Shivuya, a captive, a woman, she's taken captive, she's a daughter of a Kohen, or married to a Kohen, she's allowed to continue eating Churma. What did this Arab do? Because he pressed between her breasts, then she becomes pasul to the kehuna. He molested her. She's not allowed to eat truma anymore. Come and see the difference between the earlier and later generations. Dorot harishonim machnisin perotem derech taksemon kedei lechayvan b'maaser. The earlier generations, they would bring their fruits in from the main entrance of the home, and that's the way. Only when it's brought into the main entrance does it become obligated in maaser. Ah, they would do it on purpose to make sure it's obligated in maaser. Dorot haachronim machnisin perotem derech gagod v'derech kapipeot. Today they put in maaser, but the later generations, what do? They try to find every way to get out of having to give maaser. They bring it from the roof. They bring it from different enclosures that are not the main entrance, and therefore they wouldn't have to give maaser. The Amar bi Yanai en hatevel mitchayev maaser sheyepne abayit. It only becomes obligated in maaser when it sees the face of the house, meaning the entrance. And Amar bi arti hakodesh min abayit. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu chatzer kovat. He says no, even the courtyard makes you required to give maaser. They ate in your gates, in the courtyard, and they became satisfied, meaning that's where even there you're obligated. The new Mishnah says, somebody divorced his wife, and she slept with him in the same motel, let's call it. Beit Shammai says, she does not need a second get. Beit Hillel Amrim, she does need a second get. So the Gemara says, Ematai, when is this the case? When they got divorced from marriage, but they both agree that if they had gotten originally a divorce from engagement, they both agree you would not need a second divorce. Because since he's never been with her, so he's not so like, his yetzer is not so strong that we're going to say, ah, he for sure was with her and it was Lashem Kiddushin. So Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Machloket b'shara'ua sheni v'alad. Machloket is if they saw her violate, if they saw her sleep with the man again. The Beit Shammai savri, Adam oseh b'ilato b'ilat znut. Beit Shammai holds that a person would do his relations for a znut. Beit Hillel savri, en Adam oseh b'ilato b'ilat znut. Beit Hillel says, no, they would not do it for znut, and they're doing it for kiddushin, and that's why you need another divorce. Aval lo ra'ua sheni v'alad, but if you did not see them sleep together, divrei hakol einat tzricha menu get sheni. Everyone would agree you do not need a second get. Tznan, son of the Mishnah, umodim benit garsha min erusin, sheinat tzricha imenu get sheni. They both agree that if they got divorced originally from engagement, that you would not need a second divorce. Why she'en lebo gaspa? He's not so, Yetzirah is not so strong. So the Gemara says, ve'i b'sharua sheni v'ala. If you say it's talking about a case that they saw her sleep with him, then mali min erusin, mali min esu'in. What's the difference if it was from engagement? What's the difference if it was from marriage? So Ella must be, meaning there would be no difference, Ella matnitin b'shelora was shenivala. Our Mishnah must be talking about that they did not see her sleep with him. Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar ki haitana. Rabbi Yochanan says like the following tana. The Tanya, the writer says, Amar b'shimon ben Elazar, lo nechleku b'et shamay u b'et hilel al shelora was shenivala. B'et shamay b'et hilel are not arguing when they did not see her sleep with him again. That they do not require a second get. What is the machloket? The machloket is al shira'ua shenivada. When they saw them sleep together. Shebet Shammai omrim, Adam oseh b'ilato b'ilat znut. They do it for znut. Ubet Hillel omrim, en Adam oseh b'ilato b'ilat znut. He says, no, they do it for kiddushin. Umatniten in our Mishnah, the okimna b'lo ra'ua shenivada, that we established our Mishnah by saying, it was talking about a case where they did not see them sleep together. But my pligi, what's the machalaka between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? So the Gemara says, De'ika edei yichud veleika edei biya. They had witnesses that they went in seclusion, but there's no witnesses that they slept together. So Beit Shammai savri, lo amrinan henen edei yichud henen edei biya. We don't say that these are the same witnesses that were there for seclusion, and therefore they're the same ones that for bi'ah. But Beit Hillel savri amrinan hen edei yichud hen edei bi'ah. We do say, Beit Hillel disagrees and says, no, we do say these same witnesses were the ones for seclusion. They are the same ones for bi'ah, and therefore Beit Hillel would say it was kiddush. There was kiddushin done again, and she needs a second get. So the Gemara says umodim benit garsha min erusin, and they agree. When, if they got a divorce originally from engagement, let's call it, that she would not require a second get. That since they aren't so familiar with one another since they only were at Erusin. Therefore, we're not worried and think that maybe they slept together and it's Lashem Kiddushin. And we would not say that those same witnesses that were only there for seclusion would also count towards Bi'ah. And that's why in a case where they originally got divorced from Erusin, they would not require a second get. So we established Rabbi Yochanan's opinion by saying, like this, the Tana Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that the Machloket was only Bishara Uwa Shani Ba'la. So the Gemara says, "Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi." Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that? The Gemara says, "V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan says the following: Halacha k'stam Mishnah. The halacha follows the stam Mishnah. V'okimnan. What are we establishing Mishnah saying? V'okimnan lematnitin b'shelo ra'ua shenivala. We establish the Mishnah that they did not see them sleep together. So how can he say what he said? How can he say that the machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is b'shera'ua shenivala? We establish our Mishnah b'shelora awashanivana. So the Gemara says, Amorayin inhu v'alibad Rabbi Yochanan. It is two different Amoraim in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And so therefore, the earlier opinion would say, one way, would say that no, it's really machloket if we say machloket b'chama b'tila is b'sharua shanivana. And really, over here, when it says Stam Mishnah, that's a different Amora in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And would say that B'shelo Ra'ua Shenivala is the Mishnah. And that's how you explain the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet, discussing a bunch of the cases in the Mishnah. And then we discussed the case of if the Sofer messed up. We said, what is Le'altar right away? What is after Zman? We got a few different opinions. And we got Rav Ada Bar Abba, who said that if she didn't remarry, that's right away. If she remarried, that's after some time already. Then the new Mishnah we had on Amud Aleph was if he wrote a get to his wife, is that considered being poseller from the Kehunah, Machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Then the later Mishnah on Amud was somebody divorces his wife and they sleep together in the same hotel room. Beit Shammai says, Beilat Znut. Beit Hillel says, no, L'shem Kiddushin, and you need a second get. And the final part of the daf was on the Amud Bet, was understanding Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan, in one place, says, Halacha Kistam Mishnah. And we said the Mishnah is, B'shelo Ra'ua Shenivala. They did not see them sleep together. And then we said, Rabbi Yochanan says, B'machloket is, B'shera'ua Shenivala. So how do you say that? So it's two Amoraim in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Yom Tov.